listener production.
The wash up from Hobart Council's meeting last night, state government's getting out and about, and what you need to know ahead of changes coming for our supers. Cloudy today, we're heading for a top of 11 degrees. I'm Lee Jollo, and this is your Hobart local news. Hobart Council's held a meeting overnight. Fair to say it was a chunky one. They've adopted the budget for the next financial year, coming in at a total of $225.8 million. The average residential ratepayer increase is 2.27%, or $43 on an average residential rates notice. A push for council halls and facilities to be considered for emergency accommodation has been pushed back. Alderman Kelly Sims' motion was for council to prepare a report assessing the viability of such a move, but given the motion was submitted 6 days prior to the meeting, less than the recommended 7, it was deferred until the next meeting. And a motion from Alderman Marty Zucco was approved. It'll reinstate motorbike parking in Elizabeth Street between Macquarie and Davie Streets that have previously been removed. Local businesses in the St Helens area hoping the big upgrade to the Tasman Highway will now fuel a tourism boom. Breaker Day Mayor Mick Tucker says the opening of the latest $8 million section is critical for the region.
We've had a road that, as I said, realistically was built for horse and cart. There was no overtaking facilities on that road.
Also a great opportunity for state government to get up to the region for the first regional cabinet since the pandemic began. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe saying it's good to be out and about.
Our parliamentary members are out walking to the streets, talking to local people, no doubt listening to their concerns.
There's pros and cons to the superannuation changes coming in at the new financial year, according to TASCOS. CEO Adrienne Piccone has welcomed the 0.5% increase to the super guarantee rate and end to the $450 monthly eligibility threshold. She says it'll provide more long-term support for low-income and casual workers.
But of course, on the flip side, the increase, particularly in the super guarantee, will present challenges for community service organisations who we know need to find additional funding to meet both the wage increases and also the increase in the super guarantee.
Family Planning Tasmania says they believe pregnancy termination should be safe, legal and accessible to all women in Tasmania and have condemned moves in the United States to overturn women's abortion rights. The organisation's CEO, Cedric Manan, says along with the promotion of and access to contraception, safe, legal termination services must be respected and supported.
Today we're probably providing closer to around 400 medication terminations per year. In terms of the numbers of surgical terminations across the state, there's no really one point of data that we can point at, but to say it would be significant is not an understatement.
Into sport, a junior soccer league is asking why after Hoon's tore through the grounds at Gilston Bay late on Sunday night or early Monday morning. It's done huge damage to the playing surface, with games to now be cancelled as a result. The league will now work with council to get everything repaired. And rally champion Harry Bates and Coral Taylor are dominating Rally Launceston. They won all 6 stages yesterday after cleaning up the day before as well. The pair began yesterday with a lead of 3 minutes before finishing it with a lead of more than 5 minutes. Listener.